Debbie and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
To be fair, we didn't even need a warm up. We just got straight in. Monday done. How good.
I'll tell you one thing. It's like it's a Friday.
Yeah, it did feel like that in a way. It flew.
Start your week on a high is what they say.
And we did. And we started with a campaign for you. How good.
Again, I thank you, Josh, for your support and the K-Rock family support.
Oh.
But I don't think we need a touch on that.
Wait till if you listen through the podcast. Oh, wait till you hear what's going to be rolling around on K-Rock. It is absolutely prime. Maddie's done a great job. Tom wrote that.
Yep.
He's done a fantastic job as well.
Family effort. Thank you. Tell you what I loved on the show, though. Mm. You finally got to vent. You finally got to get it off your chest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a build-up.
That's right. Kat's friend was staying and,
you couldn't
stand it. It was only 3 nights, too.
I know. I'm worried if you ever go for away. Imagine couples trip away.
Oh.
You know that's happening. It's on the cards.
Potentially. You know. Well, her partner plays golf, so, I mean...
You could just
He's fully into it. And I'm just like a casual, swing the wrenches, but it's not.
You're nine rounds, never doing 18.
That's it.
We also got people calling up for what's stuck in their nose.
Yeah. What about that little kid dobbing on his brother? Wasn't that brilliant?
First, you don't think you're going to get much from a kid.
Yeah.
Best caller.
He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Jordan?
Jaden.
Jaden. Yeah. What a legend.
You can catch it all right now on the podcast, so. Last week, we had one of Kat's friends come and stay with us.
Yep. Which I think the best way to put it, Kat was probably more excited to have her in the house than you.
Well, yeah. to be fair, like, I don't have anything against her or anything like that. We just don't really click, I would say. I think, and I also think she got a little bit jealous when I came onto the scene. And then Kat started hanging out with me a bit more than her.
Yep.
And then obviously, I moved away with Kat.
You've stolen her best friend.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, and like, so sometimes I think Kat's sitting on the couch and she's got her headphones in. I'm like, oh, she must just be listening to a podcast because she hasn't said anything for half an hour. No, she's talking to this girl. I'm not even joking. Like, you're thinking I'm
exaggerating. So she talks a lot.
Oh, and the way she talks. Yeah.
Whoa.
Because like, at least you sort of like get people involved in the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like I asked her questions about her life and then she somehow cut me out of the conversation altogether and like moved it into another room. I was just like, what's going on? Anyway, it was a great time. It was. And then, but eating dinner.
I got a text one night because I can't understand the way people eat. And Josh just said, she's a breather, which means.
It was like a deep meditation going on. But she's still talking at the same time. So I can hear the breathing and the talking. And I'm just like,
unpack.
How does that even happen? People need to study that with science. Kat had a good time with her. They went out and went around Geelong. It was good.
Yeah. But she hung out with Georgie a lot.
She did. Yeah. And she's trying to start this thing. I feel like I'm just ranting.
No. You get it off your chest. What did she do? Because you've already told me.
So my daughter's name is Georgie.
Yes.
And then she wants to call her G.
Yep.
Like, how's little G? It's like, oh, George is doing well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just care about you and G, okay? You don't worry about us.
It's fine if you and Kat decided that you like G.
Yeah.
Or if Georgie, when she grows up, likes G. But to force a nickname on someone else's baby, probably not.
No, don't start it. Anyway, but I feel like she's done a passive-aggressive thing here at the end. Because, and what, maybe it's a nice thing that she did, but I feel I've taken it the other way. Because
she's aimed it at you. Yeah. All right.
So whenever someone buys us a toy, very appreciative. But like some of the toys that you buy
for kids,
so annoying. They are the dumbest things that you've ever seen. And they make so much noise. The one that she bought us, you don't even have to touch it. As soon as you walk in the room, it plays this annoying song that doesn't even end. It doesn't. I'm not even joking. You're like, oh, it'll end soon.
Still going.
40 seconds later, you're like, oh, surely it's about to end. No, it kicks into another verse. And you're like, oh, my God.
Does Georgie like it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So it is a good
She doesn't really understand. She just slaps it. And then it's like it was
She's
40
learning.
Minutes of music.
Okay.
Anyway, but there's a problem with this toy because there's buttons, right? And they've got different animals on it.
Yep.
But the noises the animals make are wrong. They're so wrong, right?
Okay.
Like, they don't even make any sense.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, like, just to prove that I'm not just being harsh here, the toy, I want to see if you can guess the animal sounds. So okay. I'm going to play you a sound. We'll do it in a second. We'll get to a song. And then after that, I want to put you to the test. Tell me if you can work out the animal noise on
guess
my child's
basically
toy.
A toys game.
Yeah.
That's made for an eight-month-old.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
See if you can do it. I want to talk about a toy that Georgie got given thanks to Kat's friend.
Yeah.
Now, it makes some incredible sounds. They go for a long time. They're very loud. But it also has these little animals on it, right?
Yep.
They've got the picture of the animal and you press it and it's supposed to make the sound of that animal.
So right? Like sheep, bah.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right. So I'm going to put you to the test, see if these you can guess the animal.
All right.
You should be able to guess the first one. The other two, if you get this, then there's something seriously wrong with me.
Okay. Can Kat get them?
No. So
okay.
You know, there's maybe, yeah, it says...
It's a couple things?
Yeah. All right. So here's the first one. You should be able to get this.
No. Is it sheep?
No, that's it's an elephant. Okay, if you can't get that, this one's even harder. Okay.
Wait, that's an elephant.
That is.
Okay.
Well done.
All right, go again.
Okay.
It's a crow.
No, it's not a crow.
Is it a bird?
It's not a bird at all.
It's a bird.
It's not a bird. It's a mouse.
I didn't know mouse made sounds. That isn't a mouse. Go again. I need to hear that. What is this thing teaching Georgie?
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I
next
get,
one.
Yeah, I got this
all
one.
Right, see okay.
It sounds like... Is it a woodpecker?
It's not a bird.
It's okay, it's going to be wacko again,
it's
isn't
got
it?
Four legs.
I'll say that.
Is it a cheetah?
No. I'm thinking about maybe you might see it in a forest.
In a forest, and it's got four legs. A tiger? A bear?
It's a bear.
No.
It's a bear.
I'm not scared of that bear.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, you've moved away.
I have. I am now officially a Torquay local. If everybody had a welcome to the Surf Coast, baby.
Have you got your surfboard ready?
See, I don't. Actually, when I moved in, they said, don't worry, there'll be plenty of room on the rack for your surfboards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't have any. It's all good. You can have them.
Yeah, you use your spare board if you want.
Yeah.
Take it up. Oh, nice one.
Yeah, no, lovely. Very excited
it
about the
move.
It
is a good spot, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Packed in summer, though.
Yeah, but that's
so
a,
packed.
That's a good sign, isn't it? That everyone wants
yeah,
to be there.
Yeah, it is. But then it's also, oh, God, there's so many people.
Yeah, you don't
know,
like
you
people.
Just wanna, well, I do, but like, I also want to be able to park. And I also want to be able to get to, like, the beach or get to Torquay.
And who now will be calling me in summer going, can I park at your house?
Yes, exactly.
It'll be you. Actually, on parking, there is one thing. I love my new place. I love my new town.
Okay.
No, I don't want to knock it. But there's one thing I have noticed, and it's in regard to parking, but more so the street names.
Ah, right, okay.
So driving around over the weekend, just, you know, trying to find my bearings and be like, this is where I am. I notice that there is a bit of a trend with the street names in Torquay.
Okay.
They're
what
very
do you mean
much,
by trend?
They're very much surfy.
Surf orientated?
Yeah. It's like you wouldn't know that the beach is right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And so I want to play a little game with you.
Yeah.
Is it a legitimate street like in Torquay?
Yeah.
Or have I made it up?
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
And I can do this now because I'm now
living
there.
You're one of the locals.
Yeah, that's it.
You're from Torquay. Shaka. Yep.
Is Island Drive real or not?
Ooh. I mean, it sounds real, doesn't it? I'm going to say no.
It is, in fact, real.
Oh. I thought that was too legit. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wait till you keep hearing it.
Okay. Well, are they real, though? That's the thing.
This is the game we're playing. Sea Mist Way.
Sea Mist?
Sea Mist Way. Real or not?
How many things have way in them, you know? Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Correct. It is one. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Coral Street.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, you've moved away.
I have. I am now officially a Torquay local. Welcome to the Surf Coast, baby.
Have you got your surfboard ready?
See, I don't. Actually, when I moved in, they said, don't worry, there'll be plenty of room on the rack for your surfboards.
Yeah.
Don't have any. It's all good. You can have them.
Yeah, you use your spare board if you want.
Yeah.
Take it up. Oh, nice one.
Yeah, no, lovely. Very excited about the move.
It is a good spot, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Packed in summer, though.
Yeah, but that's
so
packed. That's a good sign, isn't it? That everyone wants to be there.
Yeah, it is. But then it's also, oh, God, there's so many people.
Yeah, you don't like people.
Well, I do, but like I also want to be able to park, and I also want to be able to get to like the beach or get to Torquay.
And who now will be calling me in summer going, can I park at your house?
Yes, exactly.
It'll be you. Actually, on parking, there is one thing. I love my new place. I love my new town.
Okay.
No, I don't want to knock it. But there's one thing I have noticed, and it's in regard to parking, but more so the street names.
Ah, right, okay.
So driving around over the weekend, just, you know, trying to find my bearings and be like, this is where I am. I notice that there is a bit of a trend with the street names in Torquay.
Okay.
They're
by trend?
They're very much surfy.
Surf orientated?
Yeah. It's like you wouldn't know that the beach is right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And so I want to play a little game with you.
Yeah.
Is it a legitimate streets like in Torquay?
Yeah.
Or have I made it up?
Okay. All right. Yeah, here we go.
And I can do this now because I'm now living there.
You're one of the locals.
Yeah, that's it.
You're from Torquay. Shaka. Yep.
Is Island Drive real or not?
Ooh. I mean, it sounds real, doesn't it? I'm going to say no.
It is, in fact, real.
Ah. I thought that was too legit. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wait till you keep hearing it.
Okay. Well, are they real, though? That's the thing.
This is the game we play. Sea Mist Way. Real or not?
How many things have way in them, you know? Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Correct. It is one.
There you go.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Coral Street.
Nah, there's no coral in Torquay. No.
There's Coral Street in Torquay. Is Swell's Place?
There's surely not a Swell's. I'm saying no. There's no Swell's Place.
No, there isn't one that I know of. There might be. I haven't checked all the streets, but from my knowledge, there isn't. What about Reef Drive?
Jeez, they've really worked hard on these, haven't they? How many words to do with the ocean can we get out on street signs?
Real or not on Reef Drive?
I'm going to say it is a one. It is.
Correct.
Well done.
And we'll end on this one. Wax Avenue.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Wax Avenue.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We learnt last week. In fact, we had to do it on our own because a commercial popped up on Channel 7 for Farmer Wants a Wife. And who do we see? We saw Herbie. Very excitable too. I think they used you for Who Magazine?
Who Magazine used me as a meme. Which is exciting.
How do you feel about that? Seeing your face very excited and then like Who Magazine sharing and everyone getting in contact with you. Is it good?
I don't feel anything more.
No.
I just think
Did you like the attention?
No, I'm concerned and worried about what everyone will see.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Because obviously I've been part of the journey, but you don't know how it's going to be put together.
Yeah.
So
maybe you're going for a while then, just off of the back of that. You can't say anything, can you?
I can't say much, no.
So we're all very proud of you here. We've talked about it.
Do you need to be proud of someone for doing this?
Well, yeah, I guess so. What else am I supposed to say? You're an idiot.
I mean, you could do.
So we've had a chat to Big Boss Barry, Big Bad Barry, as some like to call him. and we've worked with the team here, and we've made you something to offer our support as a station behind you. Do you want to have a listen to it?
I'm so nervous.
All right, here we go.
Love. I don't mind the look of that.
It sure isn't easy to find in 2021. You've got apps, websites, agencies, speed dating, mixes, friends of friends, local sport, Amazon bars, we like contact at the supermarket, truck stop encounters.
I love.
Enough.
Oh, but just...
One of our own has looked at all of these options, said,
spare me.
And gone to the one place you can still be guaranteed to find a meaningful, fulfilling, mutually respectful relationship. Yes, that's right. Reality TV.
A little bit of love. I need a little love.
K-Rock's own Herbie has taken her search for love to the tally and will star in this season's Farmer Wants a Wife on Channel 7. We know her, we love her, and we can't wait for the rest of Australia to fall in love with Herbie too. Those farmers won't know what hit them.
Let's get it on.
Come on, Geelong, the surf coast and the ballerine. Let's get behind our girl, Herbie. Farmer Wants a Wife, 7:30 p.m. this Sunday on Channel 7.
Wow.
I hope you like it because that is going to be littering this station.
No.
Yeah, absolutely no, it is. Everyone's getting behind you.
I really appreciate that, and it's nice we've played it once.
Oh, thanks for being appreciated.
Once is enough, isn't it?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I do not want a song and a dancing about this.
Then why'd you go on the show?
To find love.
Well, watch this space. We're going to learn a little bit more before it debuts on Sunday.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a Nigerian man, Josh, who you may have actually heard about. He goes by the name of Baba, and he's been in the media before because he actually, he has 86 wives.
Ooh, I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot.
You know?
That's a lot.
I haven't even got one.
You don't have one, nor could you find 86 people, you know?
Yeah.
No. Like, that's an astounding number.
Yeah, he's done a lot. So you're saying he's very popular.
Well, he's a very, very popular man. He has at least 170 children. That's a lot.
That is. What's the age? Do you know the age gap between them?
Nah, it's been going on for a while.
Because imagine, like, you go around to, like, I go to your house and you got 169 siblings. I'm like, is that your uncle? Nah, it's my older brother.
Where do you sleep over? Which room? Is there a spare room? Surely not.
God.
So many questions. But he's made the news again because he's actually come out and spoken publicly and said, look, I've been able to do this, but he advises against anyone else doing this.
Yeah, look, I've been able to pull it off, but you haven't got what it takes.
You cannot no marry way. 86 people, which, to be fair, is some great advice that I think he should have taken himself.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Would you even know that, like, you even forget the names?
Yes.
Well, yeah, like,
do they do a roll call? One or two? I don't know. And then going into detail, because we were thinking mealtimes must be hard.
Oh, jeez. How do you afford that? That's a big job. You're not retiring at 60.
You're not working in radio.
No, you're not doing that.
But every mealtime, this is crazy. They cook 3 12-kilogram bags of rice. That's huge. That's a lot of rice.
That's a heap of rice.
I just have so many questions.
Yeah. Like what? What's your first one?
The first one was, where do you all sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
B was, what do you all eat?
And what are you all wearing?
What exactly?
Are you making your own clothes? Because
what about hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Imagine being the firstborn and then handing it down.
You get a rag.
Oh.
If you're lucky.
Maybe a shoelace.
Yeah. Imagine being, 86 Herbies. Jeez.
Want to be part of that family?
Would you? Yeah, everyone be deaf.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
So a lady has finally found out what was causing her pain for almost four decades. So 37 years she had a sore nose. And you'd think that, like, to me, if I had a pain like that for a long time, you go get it checked out.
Ongoing, yeah. Exactly. I mean, sometimes you let it go and you'll push the boundaries, maybe 2 weeks. And then you go, it's not going away. I'm going to have to go sort this out.
There could be something wrong.
Exactly.
You know, could have problems with my sinuses. So after having a COVID test, it started to hurt a lot more.
Oh, because they go right up there. I've had a few now. Some really tickle your brain.
I know. Some of them you just like, just be, you only need a little bit, mate. Just don't need to take too much. Anyway, so she goes, finally went to the doctor. They got a scan and she had a tiddlywink, which is like a game they used to play back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little yellow sort of like token disc almost thing.
Yep.
Tiny. That had been in her nose since she was 8 years old.
Nah. See, no. How does that not come out?
Well, also, how do you not know that it's up there? You know what I mean? Like, when I know you're 8 and you're young, but surely you'd be like, oh, that's...
When your parents ask you, what's wrong with your nose? Did you put anything up there? And you go, oh, yeah, I did actually. I put a tiddlywink.
Yeah, thought it was a good idea.
40 years nearly.
That's incredible, isn't it? To me, like, obviously the pain mustn't have been that bad if you're not getting it checked out.
For me, the nose would be uneven.
Yeah. But it must have been Roger. Well, it's obviously
it's right up there.
Right up the top.
But what happens, like, we've all been sick, especially over 37 years. She's definitely had a cold at one stage.
Oh, sneezing and it's moving and grinding.
Surely. Oh, so many questions. Oh,
but oxygen's not going up? Like, it's a bit blocked.
Never could swim.
Only on one side. That's right.
I actually, one of my brothers got something stuck up his nose. I'm pretty sure it was a rock.
Carl?
Carl's a brother underneath me. He's the loose one, and he used to love playing outside. And he got a rock up there one time. It's not a fun thing, but I reckon many people have either got a story of someone who's got something stuck up their nose, or it's happened to themselves.
Well, they've had to put warnings out because there's a TikTok trend going around at the moment, putting like the garlic clove.
Oh my God, I saw this on the
in
weekend.
In your nose to because obviously they say if you got you're sick, put or eat garlic or whatever it is.
I mean, how
they're
stupid!
They're actually shoving the garlic clove in their nose. Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, don't do that at all. Get involved though. 52232955. What got stuck up your nose?
Yeah, could have been anything, you know. I'm amazed if you've had it up there for a long, long time too. Like Lego pieces maybe?
Yeah, what was it? We do have the Langham Melbourne voucher up for grabs.
Asking what you got stuck up your nose, Herbie.
This is after a lady in New Zealand. Phew, baffles me. For 37 years had problems with her nose and pain. And only now has she realised that she had a tiddlywink, an old toy, stuck up there.
It takes 40 years to work that out. good. Jaden, it was your little brother.
Big brother.
Oh, big brother.
Oh.
What did he have stuck up his nose?
Tic Tac.
Ooh.
A Tic Tac.
I've heard of Tic Tacs getting stuck up there before. How many?
Five.
Five?
Jeez.
Has he got a big schnoz?
Yeah. And then my dad had to pull over and pat him on the back and then he sneezed and I shot out.
Oh, that's good. Well done. That's
good.
Brilliant.
Good brother.
Good stuff,
We've got Fee in Hoppers Crossing. What got stuck up your nose?
It was my son. It was a little magnetic travel board chest piece.
Oh, jeez. Like the pawn or is it the king?
With this little red one, so I don't know what piece it was. I don't play chess.
Did they have to get magnets to get it out? Like, how was the removal process?
We didn't know it was magnetic at the time. The doctor tried many tools, and it was a big tweezers he had to shove right up there and scoop it out.
Oh. But it's out now?
It is, thankfully.
Yeah, I reckon. Jeez, chess piece up there. That's a huge
piece. That's a big call. And we've got Rob in Geelong. What got stuck up your nose?
Well, I was eating food with chili and I've coughed and it's come back up through me back of the nose and it was a chili seed that got stuck in my nose.
Oh!
So it's done the reverse.
Yes.
Oh,
how does that even work?
And, well, it was burning and I was snorting and blowing and I was ready to snort water back up through my nose in a glass and it dislodged and come out.
Oh, wow.
That makes my nose burn. That's where you need the trick where you can do the milk that comes out. You know when people do that?
Are you telling him to snort milk?
Yeah.
Okay, great advice from Abby once again.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts. Let's see if you've had a good weekend and you've rolled in and you're positive and you're liking things.
Well, I've had a brilliant weekend, so I do like things. Okay. I love being here.
I'm just saying, if we were to tally everything up, it would be a heavy skew to nah.
Not on Friday.
No.
I think I had
because it was
three.
The weekend.
Getting ready to go. All
right. Fair enough.
Here we go. Kicking it off with this one. The Loch Ness Monster.
I'm going to say nah, yeah, because I like something to believe in, but I just think it's not a thing.
You don't reckon it's real?
No, I don't think it's real. I like Nessie and I like the idea of Nessie, but I don't think Nessie's there.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those ones that you'd be like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like this mysterious.
Love it.
Yeah, like Bigfoot, you know? Cool would it be?
Yep.
The chances of it being real, very slim.
It's like the pot of gold at a rainbow, you know?
Anyway, you know how they've tried so many times to find Nessie, but like it's such a, Loch Ness is huge and
yep.
like so deep, the water's so deep. Well, I reckon this year, and this is a bit sad, but the water levels are really low. They're starting to drop because of a bit of drought and stuff. So they reckon this year, though, because of the water levels, they should be able to work out whether Nessie's real.
A higher chance of finding Nessie.
Yeah.
Let the Ness hunts begin.
I reckon there'll be a few people standing by the lock.
I would love to be proven wrong here. Please find
Nessie.
That'd
be great, wouldn't it? Ever having mold grow in your car?
I'm going to say, yeah, nah, because I didn't do it, but it was my car, so nah, yeah. So
what?
When I moved to Sydney to study,
yeah.
I left my car in Melbourne and I got picked up from the airport one day and I hopped in the car and Dad said, now, when we get home, this was a different car, when we get home,
yeah.
just giving you the heads up that your car's got a smell. And I said, what do you mean? Like I left it was fine. So Mum was cooking for the footy club one time and she made the big meals, you know, on a Thursday night for the boys.
Yeah, that's right. Come down with the pasta or whatever it might be.
Put it
in
the slow cooker, everything. Put that in the back. I don't know how a human forgets it because you're obviously about to feed a lot of mouths, but she somehow forgot about the slow cooked meat in the back of my car. And so then that was left there on hot, hot days. And so then it started to grow and create like a little family in the back of my car. And the smell was so bad that one day my brother was driving with his mate and he made my brother pull over and he decided to walk home instead of getting a lift back in my car.
Oh, I was wondering what that smell was. That's crazy. It's heavy and Josh driving you on the K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Actually, when you moved here, Herbs, you realised how hard it was to sort of pronounce some of the towns around Geelong, the Surf Coast. You didn't know where. It's almost like when people tell you where they live, you get it confused sometimes.
Oh, it's such a learning experience, especially moving towns. And because in radio, we tend to move around a little bit in regional areas. And so you have to learn again. And it gets confusing knowing like Newtown, Newcombe. Why is it two so similar? You know? I used to get that so confused.
Basically they've said that Australian towns and cities are some of the hardest to learn.
Uh-huh.
Like how to pronounce.
Agree.
Because well. A lot of it sometimes is indigenous as well. So you know, you go try and pronounce it a bit differently. What we thought we'd do is there's a list of the hardest towns to pronounce in Australia. One which I thought was weird, so these are the ones that we always get wrong. Wagga Wagga. They're saying it's pronounced Wagga Wagga.
I lived there for 3 years. It's definitely Wagga Wagga.
Well, that's at least what you were going off.
Well, there was a town in Wagga, Gobba Gumbalan.
Yeah.
Which then we got told off after years of reporting that it's Gobba Gumbleman. I can't even say it.
Right.
So there is
that's why you got fired.
It was Indigenous. So it was one of those ones they caught up and contacted saying, no, you have been pronouncing it wrong.
So I've given you a list. I've given you five.
I haven't opened it yet.
Have a look now.
I can?
Yeah, you can definitely have a look now.
Oh, okay.
So you've got them in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you to pronounce it, and then we've got Louis Zacco who can actually pronounce them.
Okay.
To do it correctly. So kick us off with the first one. What is it?
Majuraba. I think I got it. I'm not going to say it again because I don't think I can. Majuraba. I did it.
All right, let's have a listen.
Magraba.
Oh. No? Okay.
Nah. Next one.
Gnu Gnu.
I mean, it looks that way, doesn't it?
It does.
G-O-O-N-O-O.
It's not Gnu. Like, what else could it be?
Gunna Gnu.
Well, they're missing some letters for it to be Gunna Gnu.
That's how you pronounce it.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you.
That is ridiculous. Who created that?
All right, next one.
Oh, this sounds U-B-I-R-R.
Like it could
be. This is like a rap word, like thur. It's a burr. A burr. You burr.
Yeah, is that?
That's it.
You burr?
One of the, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Let's hear Louis say it.
O'Beery.
How can it be O'Beery? It's like they've said a word, spelt it, and gone, no, we will say it differently.
This next one looks hard.
Looks like Hakuna Matata. It could be another line in that. Kara Chitu. No, Kara Chuta. Kara Chuta, yep.
Kata Chota.
I think you can get the last one. Okay. Last one, here we go. W-U-D-I-N-N-A.
Wadina. No?
Woodna. Oh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, on Saturday, the Tour de France, it kicked off.
Oh, how good. Are you a fan of it?
I don't mind it. I don't mind a bit of cycling. I actually did the Great Vic Bike Ride when I was at school. Very small.
Very similar, what are you going to say? No,
Very small compared to the Tour de France.
Oh, God. I used to watch it. I knew a guy that was really into it, that he would set his bike up in front of the tour and he'd start riding along.
No, he didn't.
He did. He pretended that he was riding along with them.
That's too much.
Oh,
I understand watching it, but hopping on the bike.
He's like, you're coming over to watch it? No, not if you're going to be riding. You know, I'm just going to be standing.
You water boy behind
him? I'll just be like, yeah, okay. Hey, mate, I've got him busy.
Well, anywho, there's been an absolute disastrous start over in France because they all start, and you know, if you've ever seen it or imagine a big bicycle race, there's tons of riders that go, and you can't go too fast because you got to find your positioning. It's like a little bit of a puzzle at the start.
Yeah, you're just basically moving together until it breaks up.
Exactly, and so it was at that stage when they were still a cluster, when out of nowhere, a spectator, because they do get quite close to the road.
They do, and you see them run alongside it and whatever it is.
But in this case, a spectator popped out with a cardboard cutout of a sign, pretty big sign, so not a small A4. We're talking more like a Visi bin, you know, quite big.
Huge.
And she's standing there, then boom, 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 dominoes. They're all falling down.
Oh. The footage is gross, isn't it?
It's scary, and you would be so frustrated.
Because I understand, like, the fans are a part of it. It makes it look good. Yeah. But you've got to be aware of where the riders are. Yeah. Like, if you're going to get out there and get seen on TV, fair enough. A lot of people do it, but know where the riders are and don't put them in danger.
And you're there to watch the race. Don't ruin the race.
Yeah.
This held the race up for at least 5 minutes, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
And then tons of riders who are expected to do well are now injured. Their bikes have been ruined. Oh. Like it's so big that now the committee is on a manhunt to find the lady because she's on the run.
That is crazy.
She's legged it. That she's gone, bye.
Do you reckon it's a setup? Because, I mean, was the Tour de France really gaining a lot of followers over the last... Yeah. And they're like, hey... Let's start a criminal proceeding in the middle of this as well. So.
But they actually want to take her to jail.
That's incredible.
It's huge. So we don't know where she's in the world.
No, she's on the run.
She's on the run. But there's one thing I want to ask you because she had her sign.
Yeah.
Now it's in another language that we don't speak. I want to give you one crack at guessing what was written on the sign.
All right. Can you pronounce what it says? Is it Alez... Opi Omil.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what it says on the sign.
Is it a business?
It's shouting out to someone.
Oh, like to her parents? Hello, grandma, grandpa?
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it. Oh. It says go, grandpa.
I think Opie's like German, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't
one
know.
One of those. Yeah.
One of them.
Opa? I don't know. But, so she's shouting out to her grandparents. Yeah. Now she's on the run.
Yeah, that'd be proud grandparents.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.